It's time for a little housekeeping around here. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets. You are now in Snippet Land, where we do our best to live alcohol-free, or learn how to live alcohol-free, to be more precise, so we can have better relationships, healthier bodies, happier hearts and minds. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I've got a snippet for you. What else? Actually, is this a snippet? This might not be a snippet. This is housekeeping day. I've decided to do housekeeping day. Why? I'll tell you why. There is so much going on here in Snippet Land that it occurred to me, like for me personally, I got to keep track of everything that's going on in Snippet Land. I've got calendars and I've got spreadsheets. And I thought, geez, if I'm having a hard time keeping track of all this stuff, what about you? What about you? So I'm here to help you today. The whole goal, the whole purpose behind this snippet is to help you get the most out of being a member of Snippet Land, an honorary member in good standing of Snippet Land, a citizen of Snippet Land, whatever you want to call it. I'm glad you're here. I'm grateful that you're here, and I want you to get the most out of your commitment to sharing your time with me each and every weekday. So there's a lot going on. Let's start at the beginning. You may want to write these down. First of all, number one, the very first thing we're going to talk about is the book studies. What are they? Why do we do them? And how can you expect to benefit them? How can you take advantage of book studies? We do book studies here because I'm a former English professor, because I know a lot, gals, but I don't know everything. And so what we do is we read some of the best personal development books ever written. And then I deliver snippets giving you advice on how to take that personal development book and approach it from an alcohol-free point of view. Because the truth is that sobriety is personal development. If sobriety was about alcohol and not drinking, it would be so different. I would just go, hi, welcome to the snippets. Don't drink today. Goodbye now. Yeah, bye-bye. That's not what we do here. I barely even talk about alcohol. We put it down. Then what do? Then we have to grow. So it's about personal development, personal growth. It's about becoming the woman we were always meant to be. It's about making this 40, 50, 60, 70 plus chapter of our lives the best damn chapter we've had and ever will have. It's about taking ourselves to the end in absolute joy and growth mode. That's what this is about. So to help us on our journey, we read good books and we talk about them here from an alcohol-free perspective. That is number one, the book studies. We do them on Mondays, except when I change my mind and decide to do them on Mondays and Tuesdays. In other words, pay attention. Things are fluid around here. The truth is that normally we do them on Mondays, but coming up next week, we're starting a fairly lengthy, meaty book, Mel Robbins' Let Them, which has 9 key parts, and I did not want to spend 9 weeks on that book. So for this book study, we're doing it Mondays and Tuesdays. But, you know, you're listening, you can stay fluid on that. So that's number one, the book studies in Snippet Land. The other thing I want you to know about the book studies is I deliver, starting next week, I deliver along with the commentary, a study guide. So as a member of Snippet Land, you're reading some of the best books ever written. You're getting commentary on those books from an alcohol-free point of view, from an expert, that would be me. And you're getting a study guide to go with it. Growth, growth, growth. That's the mantra around here. That's what we want to do. So book studies, that's how you do the book studies. Number two, I want you to know, guides and resources. What's happening is I'm starting to make more and more resources for you gals. I've got a pile of these things. And so it occurred to me, how are they supposed to keep track of these if I can barely keep track of them? So what I've done is created a database of my resources and guides that I've created for my gals here in Snippet Land. So this is for Snippet Land dwellers, people who dwell in Snippet Land. And if you are here and I have your email address, you're going to be getting that database from me. And that means you only have to keep track of one link. That link will take you to the database. And anytime you want to look at a guide from me or a resource from me, you go to the database and you'll see them all listed there in alphabetical order and categorized. There are guides and there are book studies. So far we have two categories. So when I deliver you this database, that means as I grow more resources, I just add them to the database. And then I let you know on the snippet. I'll say to you, hey, I built you a new guide. Go to your database and you'll see that it's there because it's a living document. It's not static. So that's number two. Number one is the book studies. Number two, guides and resources from me. Number three that I want us to talk about is events. Events, gals. We don't just do a one-way conversation here in Snippet Land. I want to know you. I want to meet you. I want to help you. I want to hear your story. And so every single month, I do an event. Sometimes I do a short 3 to 5 day challenge. Sometimes I do a longer 10 to 30 day challenge. Sometimes I do a 90-minute masterclass. And I have other types of events coming up in the future. So be on the alert for events. And if you've never come to one of my events, I strongly encourage you to take that leap and set aside, when I announce them, set aside the time and come and meet other snippet lovers. Come and meet me and really get on this journey full force. In fact, today is the 15th of May, and that's a Thursday. And that means that today is day one of the 10 Days in May Sobriety Challenge. Today! That's right, we start today. In fact, from the time that I publish this snippet, the challenge starts 3 hours later. Now, if you're hearing this later, don't worry about it. You can still join us. If you're not in the challenge yet, then by all means, hop on in. Go to the show notes here. Let me know you're coming. And we will spend the next 10 days together getting your first or next 10 days of sobriety. My challenges are very inspiring and very exciting, and they do change women's lives. Women who show up get the change. I can't do it for you, of course. If you're ready, today is day one. Let's get started. Join us for the 10-day sobriety challenge. We'll make these 10 days in May the start of something brand new. When I do a challenge, it means I go live every single morning. I give you a live video snippet that walks you through the 10 foundational strategies you need for your alcohol-free life, one of joy, happiness, and health. I give you a micro task, so a baby homework, and then you connect with other women as you have time in Messenger, and the next day we do it again, and the next day we do it again. And on the 10th day, we're doing a live Zoom masterclass. So all you got to do to get involved in that is go to the show notes here and tap the link that says join the challenge, and together we'll do the next 10 days, right? That's a lot going on. Okay, listen, with everything that I'm listing here, and I'm not done yet, and your presence here in Snippet Land, you showing up each day for your snippet, plus everything I'm listing here today, this is life transformational. It really is. I'm kind of jokingly say that you live in Snippet Land, but it is a very robust place to be. It's not just a podcast. I want it to be much deeper than that, much more transformational than that, and I want us to have a stronger relationship than that, than just a podcast, me talking, you listening. All right? So that's number three. Number four, another thing that I really want you to know as a citizen of Snippet Land, another way to get more out of your membership here in Snippet Land is make sure I have your email, because I'm always sending stuff out. I can't get information to you if I don't have your email. Almost every single episode, you'll find a link that gives you an opportunity to sign up for the guides or sign up for an event. So just get your email address in there and then look for my emails. If they're going to spam or the promo folder or some weird place, go and pull them out of there and get them into your inbox. That's how I build relationships. I talk to you here, but I also talk to you via email. Okay? Number five, we have a free, confidential, private Facebook group called the Sober Living Community for 40 plus women. Now, I use that group to run some of my events, but it's also where we land. Attached to the group is a Messenger chat. So the question then becomes, are you in the private sober living community? If not, I encourage you to go to the show notes. This particular episode is full of links because everything I'm talking about here, I'm linking in the description. So it's going to be a meaty list of links for you to catch up on all this stuff, get all of these things all in one day. Just say, okay, let me get right into Snippet Land here. Let me make sure I'm fully engaged in Snippet Land so that I'm getting the email, I'm in the community, I'm coming to the events, Becca's sending me stuff, I have access to the resources. Take the time today to get yourself fully engaged. If you've had enough alcohol in your life and you've struggled and struggled and struggled to quit, everything I'm offering here to you is a really good way to start. Can you get sober on all of this? It's possible. It's still a little bit one step removed from having a relationship with me where I actually know you and I hear from you regularly and I give you feedback on your life. In other words, I coach you. Yes, but it is entirely possible to take everything that I'm offering to you here and yes, you can get sober on it. It's just a lot more difficult, gals, because you don't have me there. You can't ask me questions. I don't know your story. So getting coached is, of course, the ultimate way to change your life. But listen, one step at a time. When you're ready to be coached, you'll come and get coached. Until then, I want to make sure you have absolutely everything I can possibly give you. All right? So I'm not trying to push you into coaching. It is, I hope, it will be your ultimate destination so I can get you where we want you to be. And finally, starting last Friday, we began a brand new segment here on the Snippets called Sober CEO. These are episodes being published every Friday dedicated exclusively to women growing online businesses, women entrepreneurs. These are women who have given up corporate America, given up their professions to go into total independence, become independent businesswomen. Most of them are helping others through coaching, consulting. This is a unique type of person who has decided that they no longer want to be attached to a salary despite the benefits of being looked after by a salary. These are creative, independent women who've decided to grow their own businesses. They help other people. They hire other people. They're powerful, independent women, but I know that some of you are struggling with alcohol. I know that despite your independent, creative nature, you're struggling with alcohol. And if that's you, then I'm dedicating every Friday just to you. Even though every snippet will help you, but Fridays, I'm going to tackle the unique challenges that we face as female online entrepreneurs. And episode number 2 of The Sober CEO is coming for you tomorrow. Okay, there it is. You thought you were just subscribing to a podcast. Little did you know you were getting a whole package. Well, you are. This is my baby. I love, love, love sending you the snippets and all the other goodies I get to send as well. I love creating this whole ecosystem for you and I to engage with each other. I love it. And I'm so, so grateful that you're here. I love the fact that I get to be creative and think, what else can I do for my gals? I know there is much more to come in the future. So just keep coming back. Make sure you're getting everything you possibly can out of being here in Snippet Land. And we will just keep growing together and make this, bar nothing, the best chapter of our lives, the healthiest chapter, the happiest chapter, the most profound chapter, the chapter with the most growth. This is where we grow up, gals. It's hilarious. We're grandmothers, most of us. We think we're grown up. Nuh-uh. Most adults are not mature, emotionally mature. And I tell you right now that my goal here is for us to grow into full emotional maturity together. And that is not easy for the human ego to do. It is not easy. And that's why I'll be here reminding you. And by the way, while I'm reminding you, I'm reminding myself. If you think I've reached a destination, please remember that is not the truth. I am here growing with you every single day, learning from the books that we read together. I'm just farther along on the journey than you. But we never stop growing, never. There is no destination. Well, there is. The destination is the end, the very end. And we're all heading to the same place. But what do you want it to be like between now and then? That's the big question, isn't it? Well, the fact that you're here in Snippet Land, I can guarantee it'll be better than it would have been if you were still in alcohol land all by yourself, suffering and struggling. And I just honestly, I thank God every single day that you're not. At least I hope you're not. At the very least, you're hearing these words, and that means there's many, many beautiful things ahead for you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being in Snippet Land. Make sure we're fully connected, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday Sober CEO edition of Sober Living Snippets. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.